WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
A cloudy skies, light rain, 55 degrees in Atlantic. So far, 3/100ths of an inch of rainfall in Atlantic up until 7 a.m. The rain started about an hour or so ago. We look for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning, and a high today of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. The Iowa State Patrol says a teenager from Southwest Iowa was injured during an accident Wednesday evening when her motorcycle and a pickup collided. 16-year-old Peyton Montana Castile of Coin was flown by Mercy One helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha following the collision, which happened at around 6:25 p.m. Wednesday in the town of Coin. Authorities say a 1998 Dodge pickup driven by 47-year-old Patricia Cherie Ray of Coin was traveling eastbound and slowing to turn left into a residential driveway at 608 Main Street when Castile attempted to pass on the left side. The 1989 Honda motorcycle she was driving hit the left side of the pickup. Page County Sheriff's deputies and Coin Fire and Rescue assisted the state patrol at the scene. News time is 7:08.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to one inch six wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
A Nebraska man was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha following an accident last evening in Council Bluffs. According to Bluffs Police, 54-year-old Brian Loy of Omaha was driving a 2004 Harley-Davidson motorcycle westbound on Interstate 80 at around 8:20 p.m. when he lost control as he was about to cross the state line into Nebraska. The cycle crashed into the southbound median. Loy, who was wearing a helmet, suffered incapacitating injuries during the crash and was last reported to be in critical condition at the hospital. Witnesses told accident investigators that Loy was traveling at a high rate of speed when something fell off the cycle. They said when he turned his head around to look back, he lost control of the motorcycle. Three people, an adult, a teenager, and a child, were injured during a rollover accident Tuesday evening in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department said yesterday 18-year-old Brandy Lynn Mulford of Elkhorn was traveling south on Goldfinch Avenue at around 6 p.m. Tuesday when the 2001 Toyota Camry she was driving went out of control as it topped a hill on a gravel road near 230th Street. The car entered the east ditch and rolled onto its top. Mulford and her passengers, 6-year-old Jordan Mulford of Elkhorn and 14-year-old Carissa Schwab of Audubon, were transported by a private vehicle to the Audubon County Hospital. Damage to the car was estimated at $8,000. Officials said the vehicle appeared to have been going too fast for road conditions, but the accident remained under investigation. Authorities in Dallas County yesterday identified a man who died after falling from a boom truck Tuesday morning while installing a power line. The sheriff's office said 39-year-old David Denger of Panora died at the scene of the accident about 2 miles north of Dexter. Denger was working on installing power lines at around 10 a.m. when he fell about 50 feet to the ground from the bucket of a boom truck. That incident remains under investigation. KJAN News time is 7:11.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter-inch to one-inch six-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
In the funeral announcements, Carol Lee Herbst, age 70 of Panama, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Carol Herbst will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David Littler, age 57, of Anita, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for David Littler will be held today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Don Lena Ellis, age 66, of Harlan, died May 14th in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Don Lena Ellis will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ross Warren, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Ross Warren will be today at 11:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, with a luncheon to follow. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Eleanor Stewart, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Eleanor Stewart will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. George Durgo, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for George Durgo will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Clarence Landis, age 93, of Griswold, died May the 16th at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Clarence Landis will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Lee Rocker, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial service for Lee Rocker will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Paul Comstock, age 63, of Greenfield, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Comstock will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Doris Chambers, age 90, of Fowler, Colorado, died May the 17th at the Fowler Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Doris Chambers will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.